Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddy Patek. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Keough. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitterv. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting sixth. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Heisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a pop-up towards short. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Harper moves to third. Theobald moves to second. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins throws to second for one, and Patek throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Harper scores. Theobald scores. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field. Piniella picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Piniella. May moves to second. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a line drive into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Splitterv reaches second base with a double. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Splitterv moves to third. Patek moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it and throws to second for the out. Splitterv scores. Patek moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Briggs. The throw from May and he is out, Knoop applying the tag. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive towards first. Hopkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver strikes out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Splitterv hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to second. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitter fires to first and has Harper trapped. There's the throw to Noop who tags Harper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver strikes out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella scores. It's Royals, 2, Brewers, 2. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schall. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Hisa applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Splitterv strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Splitterv fields it and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0-for-2 in the game. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Hysa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hysa fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a line drive into center field. Keogh picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keogh. Harper moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knoop moves to third. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Paul Splitterv. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-3 in the game. Hisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.